The first Mishnah in Perek Vav, in the sixth Perek, says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kal ha'isik b'tayra lishma, whoever toils in Torah lishma. We're going to have to take some time to understand exactly what lishma means for its own sake. But in any case, Kal ha'isik b'tayra lishma, whoever learns Torah lishma, zeichel advarim harbe, merits many things. And not only that, the whole world is worthwhile for him, meaning the whole world was worth creating because of him alone. Now, this statement is somewhat enigmatic because it doesn't explain what dvarim harbe, many things, what are they referring to? Because this Mishnah does continue, and it continues on to list a whole bunch of things. Beautiful character traits, benefits, of Allah breathes, everybody loves you, you love everybody else, Hashem loves you, you become an Anav, you become a Yari Shemaim, all the tremendous things a person merits when he learns Torah Lishma. And all those things are besides the Dvarim Harbe, the many things which are being referred to here. So what are those many things? What are we referring to? What are the many things besides the Dvarim Harbe? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his parish, who was a Talmud of the Gra, the one who started the Yeshiva Volozhin, so in his parish on Pirkei Avos, which is called Ruach Chaim, many times is printed together with the famous Nefesh Chaim, so he writes a beautiful explanation for this. He says that the Gemara says that if someone learns Torah, Shaloi Lishma, right, for another ulterior motive, he is zeichet to wealth and honor. The Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Lemayminim ba people who learn Torah lishma, they are zeicha to aruch yamim. Aruch mayamim biyamina, ubesmaila. And people who are masmilim ba, they're on the left side. Meaning they don't really do it for the real reason. They do it for an ulterior motive. Aishu v'chavet, they are zeicha to wealth and honor. So this means that if someone learns Torah, he explains this, that if someone learns Torah for the sake of becoming wealthy, in the merit of learning Torah, or perhaps he thinks he can actually utilize Torah to become wealthy, maybe giving shiurim, he will merit what he had in mind, and he'll actually become wealthy. If he's studying Torah to become respected and important, then he'll merit that as well. So whatever particular motivation a person has for learning Torah will be granted to him. That's l'masmilim ba'oshokav. That's what that means. Learning Torah l'shel l'shma actually grants you the reason you're learning Torah for. However, if someone learns Torah Lishma for its own sake and not for any other ulterior motive, that means he doesn't care about wealth, he doesn't care about honor, because for him, the simple value of learning Torah is sufficient to motivate him. And that itself, just knowing Torah, learning Torah, dwarfs any other reward in his mind. Now, this person will certainly have a great reward because of his learning. And the Gemara explains, as we just said, he'll be zeichet to arech yamim, which means long days, which generally refers to the world to come. But Rav Chaim explains, he will certainly merit whatever someone who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma gets. So if someone who learns for the sake of wealth gets wealthy, most certainly the person who learns Lishma for the Torah's own sake will become wealthy as well. But here's where it gets interesting. Because someone who learns Torah Lishma doesn't have any ulterior motive in mind. So what does he actually get when he learns Torah Lishma? So therefore, Rav Chaim says, you know what he gets? He gets anything. Anything a person could desire. Any other thing a person might think of and learn Torah for that reason. All those possibilities are granted to someone who learns Torah Lishma. He gets wealth. He gets honor. He gets everything. And that's why the Mishnah says, someone who toils in Torah Lishma gets Dvarim Harbe, many things. It's any number of things. We can't even list them out because it includes everything and anything. Any reason that another person would learn Torah Shlel Shema for, any other ulterior motive, any other motivation a person might have to learn Torah, any of those things that person will be zeichet to, that person will actually get, the person who learns Lishma gets all of them. So that's the Dvarim Harbe. In addition, Rav Chaim explains that the Gemara says, in Brachis, that Ayin le'rasa l'kim z'l'asecha, no angel, only Hashem, no angel, no creation, merits to see the schar, the tremendous reward that's hidden away for people who learn Torah Lishma. And therefore, the Mishnah can't even explain what the great merit will be. The Mishnah can't even explain what it is. It just says Dvarim Harbe, many things that Be'ez Hashem, when a person goes up to Shemaim, he finds out what that tremendous chos is. So this is 2 points in what Dvarim Harbe refers to. Beautiful, beautiful pshat. And tomorrow we'll learn Rav Chaim Vilazhiner's famous explanation on what Torah Lishma means exactly. How does a person learn Torah Lishma? What does he have to have in mind?